Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden in the White House Rose Garden on the day after the election.
Yesterday, I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory. And I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
Donald Trump has been meeting with advisors in West Palm Beach, discussing who he wants in his new cabinet. Federal Reserve officials poised to reduce a key interest rate for a second straight time this afternoon, the amount expected to be a quarter percentage point. Closing arguments today in the murder trial of Richard Allen, accused of killing two young teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, 7 years ago. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been cut down and will arrive in New York soon. The giant Norway spruce from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, was hoisted onto a flatbed truck by crane. This morning, it will eventually be decorated with 50,000 multicolored lights. This is ABC News. Police are investigating a tour bus crash on an interstate outside Rochester, New York. 28 people were injured, one critically, when the bus overturned in the town of Chilai. Another strong storm blowing in the Gulf of Mexico. People there from the southern tip of Texas to the Florida Keys are keeping an eye out.
Slamming into Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane Wednesday, Rafael quickly weakened to Category 2 status as it lashed the island with 105-mile-an-hour winds. It's now cleared Cuba and is drifting toward the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Some computer models have it making landfall on the Texas coast. Others have New Orleans in the crosshairs. And some forecasts predict that Rafael will die a slow death in the central Gulf. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In South Carolina, the search is on for 43 rhesus monkeys, the primates escaping from a research facility Wednesday night. The Yamassee police and Beaufort County Sheriff warning people to lock their doors and stay away from the monkeys. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04 for WRCO I'm Joanne Krulatz. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and a bit breezy conditions this afternoon with a high of 55. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with a low of 33. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and mild with a high of 57. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 29, we're at our high so far for the day of 53 degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you're riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a domestic abuse-related incident. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Tuesday morning around 9:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that Nikhil Jermaine Bettis, age 44, was at a residence in rural Westby in violation of a $1,500 cash bond that was signed on October 29th following a hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. The Sheriff's Office, as well as officers from the Viroqua and Westby police departments responded to the scene in the town of Viroqua. No one believed to be involved was located at the scene. At approximately 10 o'clock, a vehicle believed to be involved was located in the village of Coon Valley by an officer from the Coon Valley Police Department. Deputies and officers spoke with the victim, who reported that Bettis exited the car near the intersection of Anderson and Babcock Streets and was last seen on foot prior to the law enforcement contact. The sheriff's office has established probable cause to arrest and are actively searching for Nikhil Bettis. Bettis is an African-American male standing 6'1", weighing 224 pounds, with partially balding black hair and brown eyes. If you know his whereabouts, please contact the Vernon County Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or your local law enforcement. An arrest warrant and formal charges of felony bail jumping, battery, and disorderly conduct, all domestic abuse related, will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. Again, if you see Nikhil Bettis, call 608-637-2123. The Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible in her victory speech, but also vowed to fight him to protect the national health care law and abortion rights. Baldwin narrowly won re-election to a third term over Republican businessman Eric Hovde, who was endorsed by Trump. Hovde has yet to concede in a race where the margin is so close he could seek a recount. Baldwin said she recognized that Trump won Wisconsin and she would work with him when she can. Less than 24 hours after Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States, social media users began pushing two conflicting narratives of election fraud. In a narrative being pushed by Trump supporters, the vote total in 2020, which is much higher than 2016 and 2024, is used to suggest the votes must have been manufactured when Biden won. Harris supporters question how her numbers can be so much lower, but both narratives are unfounded. Votes are still being counted in the 2024 election, so the total is not known, and claims of election fraud in 2020 have been investigated repeatedly and knocked down. Misinformation spread quickly after Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu with some of their voting machines. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning, and they should have been. And there is no reason to believe that the ballots were tampered with or counted fraudulently. The retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Here's Chief Election Official Megan Wolf.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
The delay may help renew calls for a change in the law. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that doesn't allow clerks to start counting absentee ballots before Election Day.
A Florida style of counting ballots could come to Wisconsin. State Representative Scott Krug chairs the Assembly Committee on Elections. He's pushing for electoral reforms before the next Election Day and wants to adopt Florida's vote counting model. The legislator said he plans to address issues with Central Count communities. However, state leaders already failed to push those changes forward. PFAS funding, a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout the state. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in Wisconsin where he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037. Rockwell Automation Incorporated today reported fiscal fourth quarter profit of $239.1 million. The Milwaukee-based company said it had net income of $2.09 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.47 per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.40 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.04 billion in the period, which fell short of Street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. For the year, the company reported profit of $952.5 million, or $8.28 per share. Revenue was reported as $8.26 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $8.60 to $9.80 per share. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls and Milwaukee. The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwestern Wisconsin city, where Leine's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls Brewery and Leinenkugel's 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee, effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls, although as of Wednesday, Molson Coors had yet to file a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development. In the statement, Earhart said the consolidation plan comes after the company finished a large contract brewing agreement during an ongoing canning investment project at its Milwaukee brewery. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Forward Analytics. They say by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. Attorney General Josh Call, alongside a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced Monday a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. This puts Wisconsin at $780 million in total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to injunctive relief. This requires its pharmacies to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing nearly $9 million to help expand high-speed internet in Wisconsin. Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa says the money comes from the Community Connect program. CTC Telecom and Shibarden Telephone Cooperative will be adding fiber to resident homes and businesses in Barron, Burnett, and Washburn counties. A Sparta man faces homicide charges in connection with the drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker last week. 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. is accused of crashing into a piece of construction equipment after losing control of his car near Oakdale November 1st. That crash killed the 35-year-old operator. Morales now faces charges of reckless homicide, first-time OWI, and various reckless driving felonies. He's being held in Monroe County on a $250,000 cash bond and will be back in court in December. 40-year-old Jesse Vang has been ordered to stand trial on new charges related to the disappearance and death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Vang had a preliminary hearing in Manitowoc County Wednesday on 4 counts, including physical abuse of a child, causing death, and hiding a corpse. Vang's arraignment is set for November 18th. Vu's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged with the case, the child neglect leading to death. She pleaded not guilty in October. The Better Business Bureau says scammers have been threatening to expose people's supposed shady internet habits. It's called a sextortion scam. And spokesperson Lisa Schiller says crooks want to spook people into sending money immediately. The criminal will claim to have access to your internet history or have footage of you watching something you shouldn't be. Schiller says these scams can be effective because no one wants to talk about this, much less if they've fallen for it. If you get one of these calls or emails, simply ignore it. It's 53 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's up to 54 degrees in Richland Center at 1222. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
During the presidential elections campaigning leading up to the November 2020 elections, an interesting article about Richland County, Wisconsin, and their voter tendencies from not just those 4 years, but historically over the past 4 decades. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a January 2001 edition of the Achy Breaky Newsletter, Volume 13, Number 1, Page 2, it was taken from jsonline.com, news/politics/election. The October 12, 2020 lengthy article included a picture of a rural scene with a caption identifying notably the significant historical consistency of Richland County in voting for the president over the past 40 years since 1980. The late-setting winter sun cast on an amber glow on a church in Richland County, one of only 19 counties in the United States to vote for the winning president every election since 1980. It was in a story by Craig Gilbert of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel titled, "Trump and Biden Need to Win Wisconsin." The swing state could be the 2020 election tipping point. The article reads, "Realize this was 4 years ago and identified an election from 8 years ago between the candidates Clinton and Trump in 2016 with the following excerpt. In 2016, Wisconsin was the tipping point state, the one that mathematically put Trump over the top in the Electoral College. The current presidential ad wars are testament to how vital this state is for both sides. Between April and the end of September, the 13 TV markets that saw the most presidential ads included three in Wisconsin, located in Green Bay, La Crosse, and Milwaukee. Wisconsin State lawmaker Dale Schultz from Richland County was quoted in this article. A lot of regional political analysis was included, and one line specifically holds true. Quote, "This is one of the great ground zero hotspots in presidential politics," end quote. Considering going on to check the entire article on that website, jsonline.com, or better yet, to receive an insert article of the October issue of the Achy Breaky newsletter, contact us at our website, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the 6th Wisconsin Battery.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Today is Wisconsin Saves Day. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions today announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed today as Wisconsin Saves Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation is part of a statewide effort promoting automatic saving through the workplace with the Wisconsin Saves program to improve financial well-being. The Wisconsin Saves program is an employee-focused savings initiative which started as a pilot program in 2020. The program provides Wisconsin employers with resources to encourage their employees to save for emergencies and the future with their paychecks by using the automated saving strategy of split deposit. Participating employers receive free resources and a digital toolkit to educate their employees on the importance of building emergency savings, as well as the ease and benefits of saving automatically through split deposit. The research-based program uses the principles of behavioral economics and social marketing to change behavior. More than 100 employers in Wisconsin, representing approximately 15,000 employees, are already signed up for the Wisconsin Saves program and are actively using the program's resources to educate their employees about split deposit and encourage the use of the automated savings strategy today. Employers can sign up for the Wisconsin Saves program on the Wisconsin Saves website or on the DFI's Wisconsin Saves webpage to receive a suite of resources to help them promote split deposit as a way they support their employees in reaching their personal savings goals. All Wisconsin employers are eligible. For more information on the Wisconsin Saves program, contact the DFI Office of Financial Literacy Director. With the holidays just around the corner, the Ithaca Lions Club, Ombre's Motorcycle Club, and Julie Karen State Farm are teaming up again this year to collect toys for the annual Smiles for a Child Drive. Co-organizer by the Ithaca Lions Club and Ombre's Motorcycle Club, Smiles for a Child distributes gifts and toys every December to children and families in need during the holiday season. Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available the day after the Rock and Reindeer Party at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. Deb O'Connell is with the Ithaca Lions Club.
The applications will be at the Social Services Building and starting November 11th, which is Veterans Day, and they inform me that they are open on that day. And we'll be picking them up until November 27th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. I really kind of wanted to do that because there's so many sales at Thanksgiving time that if I need to, I can look at that as well. So that's the deadline. Our actual pickup date is at the Community Center on December 14th. So that also gives us, Thanksgiving is a day that people, or a weekend people don't want to shop, so it gives us one more weekend to shop before the pickup date.
Smiles for a Child has been distributing toys in the Richland Center area for over three decades, and each year is able to assist families by providing gifts to hundreds of children. Marilyn Gilligan is with the Ombre's Motorcycle Club.
In the last several years, it's ranged right around 3 to 350. And like I've always said, there was that one time in 2008, 2009, a little recession time, that we had the biggest one was 465 kids. That was a lot of shopping. But we had the money. We had the event, and people gave. And we shopped and took care of every one of them, every one of those children.
The Rock and Reindeer Parking Lot Party provides an opportunity to donate toys to Smiles for a Child and will include special appearances by Mrs. Claus, Santa, and the reindeer. Julie Cairns is with State Farm.
Already this year, we have a wagon in the office full of toys. I'm very humbled by that because I always feel like, is it coming off right? Right? Like this event, these ideas, and to see people come in and just quietly drop a new toy off in the wagon is very special. And yes, as Marilyn was saying, there have been a couple that have dropped them off that said, Marilyn and her group helped me 25 years ago and I'm helping now.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I hope that it's very obvious to come. I mean, just get some cocoa, get some kettle corn, meet Santa. Hopefully you've been on the good list and you can share your list with him. And yes, Rock and Reindeer Parking Lot Party, November 10th, 12 to 2.
Julie Cairn, State Farm Insurance, is accepting new unwrapped toys now and at their Rock and Reindeer Party on Sunday from noon until 2 in downtown Richland Center. Toys collected go to the annual Smiles for a Child Toy Drive. Applications for Smiles for a Child will be available at the Richland County Health and Human Services Building on Monday and must be turned in no later than Wednesday, November 27th. Toys will be available for pickup on Saturday, December 14th at the Richland Center Community Center. Monetary donations for Smiles for a Child are welcome anytime and can be dropped off at WCCU. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Deb Fargin. It's 54 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 54 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Delight B. Totten, 95 of Richland Center, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Delight Totten is survived by her daughter, Connie and Mark Dunn of Richland Center, a son, Bob and Sandy Totten of Nina, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, sisters, Dottie Pinkham and Janice Salmon, many nieces and nephews, and other relatives and friends. Delight B. Totten, 95, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Michelle and Jordan Schulte had a son, Victor Allen.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Medicare D patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period has started. Need help reviewing your drug plan options? Stop by Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Even if you're not a current customer, they'll guide you through all the changes for 2025 and help you find the best plan for your needs. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you navigate Medicare D, because with them, you're not just a patient, you're family. Visit today for your personalized review.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Zach and Nikki Tony, Joe and Angela Grisbeck, Lonnie and Stacy Hatch, and Jan and Cindy Portwine. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Hope you're enjoying that sunshine across the region today, courtesy of high pressure in the area. It's going to stay on the dry side for a few more days, but some rain gradually sneaking in from the southwest going into Saturday afternoon, stretching into early Sunday as low pressure pushes in from the southwest. This doesn't look terribly heavy, but we could see up to a quarter inch or so as it comes through. Otherwise, temperatures remaining mild through the period, even into the middle of next week. Readings could be upwards of 10 degrees above normal. There is a sharp cold front in sight, though that'll come through later Wednesday of next week, could provide some periods of heavier rain, gusty winds, and maybe even a little snow on the back end of it over portions of northern Wisconsin by Wednesday night. We'll have some much colder temperatures coming in behind that by next Thursday. Here's a forecast for the rest of today: sunny to partly cloudy and somewhat breezy, with temperatures topping out in the mid-50s. Southwest to west winds 7 to 15. Mostly clear and chilly, low at 33 degrees. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and mild with a high of 57. West wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, a few clouds, low at 34. Saturday, clouds thicken with some light rain likely for the afternoon, the high about 53. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers ending by early afternoon, low temperature 43 with a high of 54. Monday, some sunshine returning, lows in the upper 30s, high near 54. Tuesday, partly cloudy, remaining warmer than normal, low in the mid-30s with a high of 56. Wednesday, breezy with rain likely, heavier later in the day, low at 42 with a high of 56. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 46, our low this morning was 29. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 54. The record high for this date is 76 degrees set in 1915. The record low, 6 below, was set in 1991. Last year's high was 51 with a low of 37. Sunset tonight will be at 4:44 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:46. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.30 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Not all farmers have opportunities to do a little PR work for agriculture, but some do. You'll meet one today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sheep and lambs are the core business of Brunco Family Lamb near Wamego, Kansas. And Glenn Brunco says there's a little public relations work involved as well.
They get to know you, especially repeat customers. You get to be a resource for them. We do two farmers markets, and those days are 3 or 4 hours of direct contact with consumers. They're more informed, but oftentimes I'm finding that the information they're getting isn't completely correct. We all know what kind of a source the internet can be. It can be good and it can be bad.
The best approach to customer relations, says Brunco, is to be candid.
What I find is if I'm honest with the consumer and talk about things like antibiotics and how we use them and why we feed what we do and talk to them a little bit about topics like GMOs and hormones and things like that and be honest about what we do in our operation, it's a great feedback for me. We need to pass along information, but we also need to listen to them.
Brunco says there can be many opportunities to be ambassadors for agriculture, like county fairs.
I always told my kids to think about what you're doing. Assume that somebody's watching you all the time when you're at a show.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Export numbers are under the microscope ahead of Friday's supply and demand estimates. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans. The next generation in soybean is here with advanced genetics that deliver superior yields. First, the return of Donald Trump to the White House has some in agriculture concerned that tariffs will be a part of the incoming administration's trade approach. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Minnesota AgriGrowth Ag and Food Summit in Minneapolis.
Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs Perry Osnes says President Trump has a track record of using tariffs, but it's unclear if that tactic will be used again.
He's made the point that tariffs can be a great negotiating tool for good trade agreements. If that's the approach, if that's the ultimate goal, great. If we're looking at a situation where massive tariffs are going to be placed on the economy, we know from historical past that oftentimes agriculture is the one that gets the brunt of it in the U.S.
He tells Brownfield the next administration will need to get serious on trade.
But opening new markets for agriculture products.
In Minneapolis, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
An agricultural economist says farmers need to be watching several things ahead of Friday's USDA World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate. Brian Basting with Advanced Trading says keep an eye on U.S. export numbers.
I think they will increase exports for corn compared to what they were in October, and we'll get an update on ending stocks then of corn. Ending stocks in October for corn for the 24-25 crop year were 1.999, basically 2 billion bushel.
He tells Brownfield the November WASDE has caused some market movement in the past decade.
I looked at the change in the December corn contract and the January bean contract, and there have been years where it's been fairly quiet, but there's been other years, the last 10 years, where it's been a significant move, both to the upside, I would say, and to the downside.
Basting says a lower ending stocks number Friday could be positive for prices, but other variables such as increased South American production and Chinese imports will also play a factor. The CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the beef and pork export industry is getting used to navigating volatility in the global markets. Dan Hallstrom says there have been plenty of headwinds to overcome.
The last year, strong U.S. dollar, which is even stronger after Trump's victory, especially in Asia and Mexico, some of our larger markets.
He tells Brownfield elections can create uncertainty, and the U.S. was not alone this year.
A lot of our trading partners have had presidential elections as well in the last year. The Mexico comes to mind with the Sheinbaum administration down there. She took office October 1. You have a prime minister vote coming up in Japan next Monday.
Hallstrom says one thing that has been consistent is the demand for U.S. beef and pork. USDA reports 120,000 tons of corn has been sold to unknown destinations. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit Compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. To Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is still quiet. Bids have surfaced at $186 live. Those are in Nebraska. Asking prices are around $100 to $192 live in the South, while the North has remained quiet. While business might begin to develop today, significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $2.89 at $3.1270. Select is 26 cents lower at $2.8294. At the Husk Livestock Market in Nebraska, there was a nice run of bawling spring calves on offer. Steer calves 400 to 600 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Steer calves 600 to 750 pounds were steady to $8 higher. Heifer calves 400 to 600 pounds were steady, and heifer calves over 600 pounds were steady to $5 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good from the buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steers 501 to 539 pounds brought $299.50 to $322. Feeder steer 601 to 648 pounds brought $276 to $292. Medium and large one feeder heifer 600 to 643 pounds unweaned brought $250 to $263. Cash hogs are higher at midday with very few negotiated purchases. Processors were able to move needed numbers on Wednesday without having to get too aggressive in the procurement efforts. It looks like that's carrying over into today's business. Demand for the most part for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but this week's export sales report was less than stellar as pork sales last week were at a marketing year low. Domestic demand has been inconsistent. That also adds some uncertainty to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 96 cents with a weighted average of 85.26. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa at $63, and lower in Red Oak, Iowa at $53. At Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $51 to $61, and pork values were lower at midday, down $1.29 at $100.86. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is the Compeer Minute, featuring Compeer Financial Swine Lending Specialist Daryl Timmerman, who helps pork producers manage risk.
Make sure that we're on the same page with folks being able to grab some profits when they are presented, whether seasonally or in-seasonally. It's good to be able to help support them in those efforts. You know, we're also helping producers explore sustainability initiatives, you know, that can benefit their operations in the long run. Our role in general is to partner with producers, resources, and advice that they need to be able to weather these challenges and to position themselves for growth on the backside, whether that's growth just organically within their operations, or maybe it's some sort of diversification or vertical integration. It's always exciting to be able to work with family in each of their own unique circumstance. Really, at the end of the day, we're just fortunate to work with some of the best producers in the country who are incredibly passionate about what they do, raising pigs and providing pork for your table and mine.
Visit Compeer.com to learn more.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
We invented short-stature corn. Then, we perfected it. There's lots of talk these days about short-stature corn. Stein started it all. For decades, we've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver incredible standability and top yields. Today, we offer one-of-a-kind hybrids derived from Stein's breeding program, one of the industry's largest. At Stein, we invented short-stature corn. Then, we perfected it. Live your life your way with Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Soybeans and cattle are higher. Corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best seed genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today on commercial and technical buying, along with spillover from strengthened bean oil. Planting and development weather in South America continues to look generally favorable. Export sales were larger than average, led by China and unknown destinations. January beans are up 16 and a quarter at 10.20. March is 15 and a half higher at 10.30 and a quarter. December bean meal's down $1.80 at $2.96.50, but with the strength in Malaysian palm oil overnight, December soybean oil's up $1.81 at $48.15. Corn's mostly weak. More near-term late harvest delays are likely in parts of the Midwest. Export sales are up solidly on the week, with Mexico taking the top slot. An unknown bought 120,000 tons ahead of today's open. December corn's down a half at 425 and three quarters. March is a quarter lower at 438 and three quarters. And wheat's down today with more precipitation in the forecast for some hard and soft red winter growing areas. That should boost the pace of emergence and the USDA's condition rating. December Chicago's three lower at 570 and a quarter. December Kansas City's down six at 568. December Minneapolis is three and a quarter lower at 602 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of this week's direct business. Packer inquiry is improving, but bids and asking prices where they're even being reported are still far apart. December live's up 32 at 185.72, and February's 45 higher at 187.17. January feeders are up 25 at 244.27. And hogs are mixed on these steady to higher cash against the lower midday move in pork. December's down 77 at 81.35. February's up 17 at 85.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Building a balanced diet. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The right foods provide bodies with nutrients that it needs to thrive. But registered dietitian Kim Gallias says that doesn't mean you can't enjoy treats. In fact, she tells Brownfield you can get the most out of your calories by pairing those sweet snacks with something that packs a powerful punch of nutrients.
Choose those things that have the grains or the whole grains. You're going to think of fruit that you can add, and you're going to think of dairy products that you can add, and you can combine them all together along with that chocolate. So I love, and the peanut butter counts as a meat or a protein serving, so we all need plenty of protein. That's great. But sprinkling on M&Ms, little mini ones, or little mini chocolate chips is a great way to teach your kids that, yes, you can have those, because look what you're doing. You're having three nutrient-rich items with those M&Ms or with those chocolate chips. You know, I know a lot of people love to bake cookies, and that we're coming into the holiday time when people are. Think about the fact that you're going to make cookies and you're going to enjoy them with chocolate chips and M&Ms, but you can make an oatmeal cookie, and oats are 100% whole grain, and you can use white whole wheat flour or regular whole wheat flour, both 100% whole grain.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.